Miracles of Today, Chapter 11, Episode of the Nightclub. Man, know thyself, said the Delphian oracle. But who knows himself until he begins to study the laws of life? Then and then only does a man really begin to know himself, and knowing the worst seeks to make the baser metals into the gold of character. The master character of the God-man made flesh, he then seeks to make union with the Christ, as Jesus did in the Ascension. This is the sunum bonum of human existence. Brother Bill. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalms 46:10. On opening night of a Western 10-day class, a man and his wife came to ask for an appointment. When the interview was in progress, the man told this story for both himself and his family. We have two growing girls, aged 12 and 14. They are, as you might know, at the impressionable age. Now, next door to us lived a man who lost his wife. He could not stay in his house. It reminded him too much of the missing loved one, so he leased his home and went away. The new occupant turned the home into a speakeasy. The cursing and swearing, let alone the other language used in the main rooms of the saloon, wafted on the evening air right into our home. It was especially annoying because all our bedrooms are on that side toward the speakeasy. It isn't good for those children to be awakened from their rest to hear fighting and carousing such as goes on over there. What we would like to know is, can we get rid of that speakeasy? What is the great law on that sort of thing? Will you help us? There is, I replied, a decree that we can use which will remedy the situation. What is it? They asked. Many people decree without consideration of circumstances or their right to so decree, I replied. See that thy decree is such as can wrong no man and is not ignoble. Then will it take earthly form and draw nigh unto thee. I quoted, then continued, Mighty I Am Presence, in thy great love, wisdom, and power, thou knowest what is required. Enfold these two homes in thy great radiance and release whatsoever power is required to bring thy perfection into being here. If in thy wisdom we are out of place here, then remove us to our perfect place and do it harmoniously. If, on the other hand, the other people are out of place, then take command of that too, and remove them. And we thank thee, it is done. The students went home, but several days later, after one of the meetings of the class, they came again. We are sorry to have to report, they said, that the speakeasy is still there. How do you know that you are not supposed to move? I inquired. Well, we thought of that, they replied, and continued, We own our little place there. Our children were born there. Our ties are all there. This man surely would not care to use a residence for this place of business if he could possibly use a better located place. He rents instead of owning his property, so we feel that he, rather than we, should move. Very well, I replied. You have made your choice. Now stick to it and see what happens. Several days went by, and then they came once more to report. When we asked you to make the decree, this man had only 6 or 7 cars parked around the place. Last night he had 21 cars, and the party really got rough before morning. It don't look like your decree is any good. Wait a minute, my friends. It may be that we haven't done our work correctly. There is some reason. Perhaps we have asked amiss. Return to me tomorrow, as it is my last day here. Tonight I'll do some work on this condition. I'll talk to God about it, because when we talk to God, trouble goes. If we talk to people, trouble grows. Do not be discouraged. That night I meditated and decreed about the speakeasy, as well as my other seeming problems, and gave it over to the presence of God. It is well to take our problems to God, then take our human hands off. In other words, let go and let God. This, I had learned, was a wise thing to do. On the following morning, the telephone rang in my hotel room. My friends were downstairs and were asking if I could see them. "Yes," I answered. "I'll be down in 5 minutes. See you in the lobby." Several minutes later, the news was broken to me. The speakeasy was closed. The man had left the key with them and had gone. They had asked him, "What happened to make you close up? You had more cars and more people in the last week than ever before. Why do you close up when business is so good?" "Business good, huh?" he snorted. "All deadheads. Biggest crowds I ever had, but only a few paid. The rest drank on the house, and when I get flustered, I get mad, and when I get mad, I explode. So I told them all to go to Hurrah and get out. Here's my key. You can give it to the owner when you see him." And the fellow went off, mumbling to himself about deadheads. We rejoiced once again in the fact that the law had fulfilled the statements of the light of God that never fails, for the light of God never fails. From the Magic Presence by Godfrey Ray King.